All the wacky people, I'm almost afraid to pick up that thing. Hello, you're on the air. Hobble the Gee.
I say Greasy. RJ.
RJ, my neighbor from the rather exclusive Foxhole Road area. How are you this morning, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you. Well, you know my niece is over for the day.
Your niece? Yes, yes, I saw a lovely girl. Lovely, bespeckled little lass.
Yes, well, thanks to your dog, my entire day was ruined.
I'm sorry, it was such a nice day. Oh, God, is there a plopper problem again?
As usual, Greasy. Well, I went to look about the property, just to make sure the beast wasn't, up to no good.
Yes?
Well, sure enough, I looked in the backyard, and there in the sandbox was your dog.
Oh,
it was awful. Well, apparently he had some trouble pinching this plopper off.
Oh, God.
And he was at his Bombay doors, doing figure eights in the sand, trying to unlimber the plopper.
Uh-huh.
Well, finally, it unlimbered, and the laziness of your dog appalls me. He just takes a paw and throws a bit of sand across it, as if almost to try to cover it up, and then leaves the fence and leaves the yard.
My God, I really am sorry about that, RJ.
I went downstairs to get the tools that I should require to clean up the mess. So,
uh-huh.
The usual gas mask, gloves, fly swatter, and ladle.
Uh-huh.
I went back to clean up the mess, and there's my niece in the sandbox.
Oh, God!
It was quite embarrassing. Well, I rushed over. There was the poor young lady sitting there. Her eyeglasses were fogged up to the maximum.
Oh.
I was quite upset. I looked at her. She said, "Uncle RJ, I have such a lovely time at your house, but I can't eat this. Mother says soft pretzels are bad for my teeth."
K-R-A-Z-I. He is crazy. He's the Grease Man on DC 101.
You never know.